Let's get the news in detail now from Susan Jackson.
The US pharmaceutical company Abbott is to provide 1,000 more jobs in Ireland. The firm is to establish a greenfield manufacturing facility in Kilkenny. It's also to expand its diabetes care site in Donegal. Our business editor Will Goodbody reports.
Abbott has had a presence in Ireland since 1946 and already employs 5,000 staff here. Now the company is to invest a further €440 million in its Irish operations. The new manufacturing site will be located in Lochboy in Kilkenny and will be 250,000 square feet in size. It will enable the company to greatly expand the production of its diabetes products, including its glucose monitor, which is experiencing growing demand. As part of the investment, the company will also further commit to expanding its existing diabetes care facility, which has been in Donegal since 2006. The investment is supported by the government through IDA Ireland, both of which have welcomed the news.
Met Éireann has said temperatures may go above 30 degrees in some parts of the country today as the hot spell continues. The Irish Water Utility has said that while there was a significant increase in demand during the hot weather in mid-July, recent rainfall has seen a decrease in the number of schemes at risk of drought. However, in the UK, the authorities are today expected to declare a drought that will cover many parts of England. Karen Creed reports.
Temperatures soared to 30 degrees yesterday and Met Éireann is forecasting similar highs over the coming days. It has issued a high temperature warning for Ireland from midday today until Sunday morning. With increasing demand on water supplies during this hot spell, Irish Water is appealing to people to conserve water as much as possible. It said there are 24 areas impacted by water shortages and has implemented a range of measures such as nighttime restrictions to protect supplies. Emergency services have responded to fires that have broken out in parts of the country and have warned that grass, trees and bushes are at extreme risk of fire during this hot and dry weather. Hundreds of firefighters from several EU countries are joining efforts to combat a large wildfire in the southwest of France. Italy, Greece and Sweden have sent water bombing planes. More than 1,000 firefighters have been trying to control the fire in the Gironde region in Bordeaux. Meanwhile, in England, a drought is expected to be officially declared in many areas, which will result in the imposition of stricter controls over the domestic and commercial use of water.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged the international community to act immediately to force Russian troops to leave the occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky accused Russia of nuclear blackmail and said it was in the global interest to expel Russian forces.
Russia once again broke through the bottom of the world terrorism history. No one else so evidently used a nuclear plant to threaten the whole world and put forward some terms. And everyone in the world should react immediately to expel the occupiers from the territory of Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
Both the United States and China have called for UN experts to be given access to the plant. At a meeting of the UN Security Council, the Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, accused Ukraine of attacking its own nuclear facility.
We call on you, colleagues, to transfer to your leaders the need to influence the Kiev regime and to force them to stop these irrational strikes on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which essentially is making the residents of European states hostages. Responsibility for that lies, among others, with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Business owners are being warned of an increased threat of ransomware attacks. The National Cyber Security Centre and the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau are encouraging business owners to report incidents to both the National Cyber Security Centre and an Garda Síochána. Aisling Maloney reports.
The National Cyber Security Centre and the Garda National Crime Bureau have written to the Small Firms Association to warn business owners of ransomware attacks. They have observed a trend of small and medium-sized enterprises being increasingly targeted by cybercrime groups. Ransomware is a type of malicious software designed to block access to a computer system until a sum of money is paid. The NCSC say that they have noticed a change in tactics, where hackers are now turning their attention away from big business and government departments towards smaller businesses. In May 2021, the health service executive was the victim of a ransomware attack, which impacted the delivery of health services here. The cyber authorities have also cautioned against the payment of ransom to these criminal groups.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant to provide the full home heating solution and take efficiencies to new levels. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be hot, dry and sunny today. Highest temperatures will range from 25 to 30 degrees, possibly reaching the low 30s in inland areas of Leinster or Munster.